Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm going to get into something that really irritates me, and this has a lot to do with the South Side. I have two girls at Pitt, okay? One of them's 21, so it's irrelevant, but it was relevant until she turned 21. The other one is 18, and so it is relevant. They and all their friends, all of them, every single one, have fake IDs. All of them. All of them go to about 10 bars in Pittsburgh. And all of them accept fake IDs. All of them. And I'll tell you what irritates the hell out of me, and I didn't learn this until I started asking. These fake IDs, they're like $80. They used to be $500, which is weird. And they're insane. My boy, Sergeant Robinson, kind of runs the South Side law enforcement. He has 300 of them, fake IDs. Here's what irritates the hell out of me, and I'm going to tell you this, and I'm going to play this Appala thing, and we're going to talk about this capo bar, these annoying jagoffs. All of these fake IDs scan. So what's my point? You go in, and there's this big burly bouncer. He says, let me see your ID. He scans it, and it goes through some scanner, and the scanner says it's okay. Why? Why is that when it's not okay? No, seriously, why? And so I ask that. And how do I know this? My daughter and all of her friends, let's say 12 of them, went on some bar crawl last week, some sorority silliness. And 10 of them had fake IDs. They all went to the same bar and they all went past the scanner. What's the point of the scanner if the scanners suck? I blame this on the LCB and the state jagoffs. You know the scanners suck. You know they don't read real data. Those damn scanners should lock that license into a database in Harrisburg and say, this is not real. Boom, done. I'll tell you right now, this goofy Don, take the fake ID off your 18-year-old. Yeah, that'll help. That'll help, Don. One cop has 375 of them, goof. Goof. People are goofy, man. One bar, 12 girls, 10 fake IDs, they all got in. And the state knows this. They're not stupid. I want you to listen. And Capo, my daughter last night, she's 21. She literally said to me, I'm not going to go to Capo anymore. It's a teen bar. A teen bar. Jagoffs. Listen to this interview with Zappala on, was that Friday? Yeah, Friday. Listen. You have a lot of concerns about how they're running their business, don't you, sir?
Yes, I do. And they do cater to a younger crowd.
Yep.
And in fact, some of their practices just don't make sense to me, but they're encouraging younger people to be there. I'm just concerned.
Hold on, pause that real quick, pause that. Wow, he is so spot on right there. I had no idea. I'm out of touch on the younger bar. Either the bar's 21 years old or it's not. They're not allowed to have a younger crowd. It's against the law, Steve. And I didn't know till this interview that all these goofy kids pay $80 for the fake IDs and they scan through. These idiot bouncers know it, and they let it continue. This is capo. Listen.
Get themselves jammed up on some, you know, relatively minor matter like public and talk, or they use a fake ID. And that stuff can jam you up for the rest of your life, you know. And we don't want to hurt. We don't want to hurt these children. We just want them to be aware of your surroundings. And if you're going to go into areas like that, please be very careful.
Are you going to give them a 611, sir? Shut them down.
I've directed my people to prepare the petition. I'll review it sometime today. We'll probably file today, and then I'm encouraging a meeting with the owners before a judge gets and, you know, takes the case and starts moving the docket.
But I could tell by your tone that you were deeply concerned about this young lady that was in there, and then you see a man carrying her drunk, and he rapes her in a parking lot. That had to really set you off, Steve.
Well, of course, these are allegations that have been made, and that person is innocent until they're proven guilty. But it is on video. And, yeah, the conduct of the bar really does concern me, and I think that was the last straw for my guys.
Is this the key to settling down the South Side, shutting down these nuisance bars, sir?
No, I think what we have to do, Marty, is we have to sit down with the business community like we did a couple of years ago. And just talk to them. And LCE practically lives on Carson Street. I mean, they're really, really diligent. And they're very good at what they do, but they're down there watching these guys. Some of these bars, like I think Capo's, cannot be made safe, you know, and that's part of the problem I have with that establishment. The other people, it's not so much interfering with the privacy of the residential community down there, as much as they are creating, an atmosphere that's, can't be controlled. I don't want to speak for the chief of police with the city, but it seems like they create an atmosphere that's very difficult
to
control.
That's enough. It's a public nuisance. Regarding what he said about the LCB, they may be down there all the time, but they know that these jagoffs are using scanners that aren't efficient. They lie about the fact that what the hell's that mean when a fake ID scans through? Let me tell you this. If I try to get into the Super Bowl with fake tickets, I'm going to jail. Ask my boy Ticket Nick. If I try to get into the Masters with a fake pass, I'm going down. Fast. These goofy bars. Now my boy telling me that teenagers from high school are going to these clubs with fake IDs. At some point, there has to be adult accountability, because teens will drink. They will. Teens will go out. And if there's a fake ID that gets them past a scan, I would have gotten the fake ID. Brief story from when I was growing up. I was 16. Topless bar. Liberty Avenue, downtown. Bunch of Central Catholic football players in a car. We went to the topless bar. There was an old... This is right on Liberty Avenue when there were still prostitutes walking the streets there. The old fart working the front door said, "Boys, you got some ID?" We showed them our Central Catholic IDs. He said, "Go on in, fellas." That was stupid. That was lazy. We're 30 years later here, kids. 30 plus. Shut down the damn bars. And if you don't have a scanner that reads a fake ID, then get a new friggin' scanner. This all comes back to myself and Steve Zappala in our conversation. Hold these criminal bars accountable. Make them buy $5,000 scanners, because they do have them, that work. Try and get a fake ID past TSA at the airport. That's true, Marty. If they can do it in the airport, they can do it in Oakland. Which leads to my next point. Now I'm told these capo idiots that own this horrible bar that's a nuisance are going to buy the Panther Pit. Maybe the dumpiest, most violated bar in history of Pittsburgh. All they ever did was break the law. So they were finally shut down. And now I'm told Capo is going in there. Isn't that special? It's disgusting. It's ignorant, man. Yeah, I'm hacked off about this.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality Gaze,
let's love!
It was all fun and games when I was 16 and we were using a stupid, idiotic, Central Catholic IDs to get into old, smoke-filled burlesque bars on Liberty Avenue. Now it's not funny. It just isn't. It really became tragic when this poor girl was overserved. Sorry, I'm finishing a peanut butter thing. Sorry. And she passed out and the guy carried out and raped her in a parking lot. Then it became tragic. I can only imagine what the hell would happen if it happened to one of your kids. And they do it with impunity. The fake ID thing annoys the crap out of me, by the way. To my point, go ahead. Go ahead. Get your little teen to try and use their fake ID at TSA at the airport. See what happens. Ask go to jail. Go ahead. Try and get into the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Or the Masters. With your little cheap-ass fake ID. But somehow, as a culture, we're okay with all of our kids and all their friends getting hammered at these grimy, slimy bars where a girl was raped and almost died. Who was overserved. And I hope someone sues the crap out of them. And now, the word we're hearing is that he's going to shut down in the South Side and move to the Panther Pit. I don't know if Patrick recalls this, but Patrick, there is not a bar in Oakland that's had more violations than the Panther Pit. It was a grimy scumbag, low life, let anyone in, get drunk till you pass out and throw up bar. And now we're going to get this. It's ridiculous. It's obnoxious. Hey, Patrick, to my point, because you are a tech guy, they could check the IDs, for real scan the IDs. Could they not, sir?
Well, I did some quick research on that. they should pay closer attention to them, but it's about the data. When they run those scanners, if they're scanning someone's stolen information or someone's bought information, real data comes through, and that's why those things get scanned and approved.
Okay, well, it doesn't go that way at the airport, Patrick. If TSA
Absolutely
can do
not.
It, they can do it. It's bull crap. It's ridiculous. It makes absolutely no sense. I mean, I didn't know this, Patrick. You probably had more of a of a tie into this in terms of understanding this, that my daughter, 12 of them went to Capo and 10 of them had fake IDs and they all got through. And how about this?
Oh, I
Patrick,
believe it.
How about this? In some of the clubs where they take the fake ID, they sell them back. These grimy, slobby bouncers sell them back to the kids for $50, which is also
yeah,
illegal.
That's absolutely ridiculous.
Come on, man.
That right there, that ticks me off. I mean, I have friends in high school. We did the stupid things too. We would go to nightclubs in different towns, and one guy would hand an ID. You know, he'd show it to the bouncer, then hand it to the person behind you, and you know, four of you get in with the same ID, and the fifth one gets busted.
Times have changed, and now people are dying, and a lot of people have been shot yep. and stabbed in the Strip, and I'm sorry, in the on the South Side. If we're really concerned as parents and as community leaders about safety on the South Side, they should, number one, tell these clowns, you get a scanner that works or we're shutting you down today. That's what I would do. But until I hear that they're doing that, I don't believe they're trying to do the right thing. Because if 12 girls can go to a club and 10 of them have fake IDs and they all get in, the club knows they have fake IDs. You know they know, Patrick. You know they know this, right?
Oh, they do. And their scapegoat way around it is, oh, well, it cleared the scanner, so it's not on us.
I asked the man himself, Robinson. He said the good scanners are $5,000. I would make that part of their, if you don't buy the good scanner, you don't open. That's what I would do. That's what I would say. I want to grab this call on fake IDs before I get to what's been happening with the weather and my man Carlos. David, go ahead, man.
Hey, Marty, love you, brother. You
Thanks.
Sound good.
Thank you.
Hey, you and I both know that there are bad people in the world.
Right.
And I went one time to the Kentucky Derby, and there was a guy that had a legitimate business, and he would give people on a fake ID because the bartenders would ask them, when did you graduate high school? And they couldn't do the math to figure it out. And then he goes, you guys are out of here.
Too stupid.
What's that?
You understand, though, because I'm sitting here with Carlos, and we both went to Central, and we all laugh about, ha-ha, we had fake IDs, ha-ha-ha. But now you got kids being overserved and dying. You got girls being slipped roofies into a glass. This crap needs to stop, doesn't it, David?
Oh, it definitely does. There's evil people in the world, and
that's
they
right.
just got a person that wants to have a legitimate business
right.
has to watch his
right
back.
On.
But there's dirty people
oh,
all over the place.
Oh no,
and
it's
I'm
true.
Sick of it too, Marty.
Oh no, it's true, and it's a wonderful call. Hey, man, their IDs, and like Patrick said, so these IDs, the fake ones, they scan back to information. But I'm telling you right now, and Carlos, one of my boys sitting here, know what I'm talking about with the fake IDs, because we both went to Central. We both went through this whole crap, didn't we?
Yeah, I mean, growing up in Greenfield, we used to go over to Homestead. There was a couple bars over there. I think one was called a Sunrise or Sunset or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, yeah.
And we were 16, 17 getting in there. And then my freshman year up at Bethany, the kids in the room next to me, he made fake IDs. All my buddies from Greenfield drove up and got them. And I don't know, like we said earlier, it was just a different time back then, you know. And I don't know, maybe it was because we didn't have kids and not as, like, involved in it. But it's
I
just,
don't think we just, had fentanyl mixed with
that's what I'm saying.
Coke,
like, and so much different times right now. And you worry about so many things in today's society. And just wasn't. It wasn't like that back then. It really wasn't.
My father, and you know this because this is old school stuff. My father and his buddies had a table in a bar in East Liberty when they were 13 years old, smoking cigarettes, drinking beer. Okay. But I don't want, and you don't want, your 13-year-old in a bar smoking cigarettes right now and drinking, do you, right now?
No, not at 13.
Right.
But, I mean, it's always going to happen in high school. It's always going to be there. The kids are always going
right.
to party. You know, they go and still in the Frick Park and drink on the weekends. And it's just something that's going to happen. But you don't, it's dangerous when you're in a different environment,
like
a bar, and
you can't, and girls.
The surroundings, you can't really control all the variables in there.
Hey, my daughters are both in sororities, and I got into this before. They went to a frat party. This is a true damn story, because I called the police on it. This is a party on campus of Carnegie Mellon with the big brain Carnegie Mellon boys. And the beauty of my daughter's sororities, they always have three chaperones. In case something happens, they get you home, and those girls can't drink.
Yeah.
Which is brilliant. We wouldn't have done that. We just all acted like idiots. Five of the girls were given roofies, which is a drug that morons give to women to pass out, and then they have sex with them, right?
Yeah, that's, I mean, I can't believe that. That's dangerous, especially at CMU.
I called the police chief on that. I absolutely did. I called, and he said, let's go. I'll take them all down. The girls were afraid to testify.
Yeah, I mean, they'll be labeled and have to go through their whole college days over there. And
but this is the drama that we live with now with our kids, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Versus when we grew up. I digress, but I'm so glad you're here because we kind of lived those moments together growing up. I needed to ask you about, Carlos and I have been friends forever, and we met because he helps people, and we met because he gives a damn. But what's happening in your business, in any business associated with the weather, is bizarre. Like, my man, I mean, for a living, you cut up and take down dangerous trees. But what you're watching as a guy that kind of lives off of the play of the weather is extraordinary, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, the last few years, the last 2 years especially, and it's just one storm after another. We just had another one this weekend. It seems like as soon as we get caught up from one, another one hits. And look, it's good for me. It's good for business. There's a lot involved in it. It's changing the landscape of our area. I mean, how many more trees can come down before? I think that's why, you know, the wind has a better path, because so many trees have come down. So I'm sure there'll be studies about it. That's a little above my pay grade, but we're out there, you know, in the middle of the night taking trees off of houses. We had one crash through a car the other day. Thank God no one was in it. It was parked in the driveway.
Oh, it was. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So through garages, through fences, over streets. I had one come down in front of my house in Overbrook the other day. It was a tree from a cemetery across the street from me, and it took out our power lines. And I gave Duquesne Light a lot of credit there. It was a Sunday. They came out and assessed it. And I didn't make any preferential calls. I got some people at Duquesne Light I could have called. And I had my power back on by 10 o'clock that night. So they did a great job. And it wasn't a huge storm where they got inundated. And, you know, sometimes they get a bad rap. But those guys are out there too, man. They're out there like us.
It's dangerous as
those
hell.
Guys, the volunteer fire departments in these communities.
But you have seen a dramatic shift, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, I've been doing tree work for over 30 years, and I don't remember. I would just say, let's call it the last 5 years.
Okay, okay.
The storms, how violent they are, how often they are, how unpredictable. You know, you're seeing this weather come across most of the times Ohio, and it's either slowing down or gathering force. You really don't know which way to go with it, and the forecast is only that. It's just a forecast. You still have to sit there and wait and see what happens.
So last night, I'm so glad you came in today. It's kind of serendipitous. I wanted to mention this to you. I get up at like 4 o'clock. And so my wife knows that I'm working out probably at the latest 5:30, because I read the papers and whatever. Who cares? About 5 a.m., the loudest snap, boom, crash to the ground you ever heard. And this is happening all over these old neighborhoods like mine, with these old massive trees like my neighborhood, where the ground is now wet as blank, right? My man, and these are massive, creating massive damage, doesn't it, sir?
Yes, I mean, it's almost a perfect storm right now. The amount of rain we get and how soft the ground is, the age of these trees, the size of these trees, your neighborhood, those houses are close to 100 years old over there, right? So all those oak trees that line those streets, they were planted. They're called yard trees.
Yeah.
And they have a shelf life, which is usually 70 to 100 years. Yeah, they don't live forever. Out in the forest, they live for hundreds of years because they're protected.
I see.
When they're exposed, like in these yards and along the streets through Mount Lebanon, you know, they're just time bombs waiting to come down.
It's crazy.
You're living by like a constant threat over your house, and people get complacent, you know, and you say, oh, this is, I love this tree. I bought this house because of this tree.
Yeah.
The weight of the tree crushes your house. The weight it comes through your window. We had one come down in Penn Hills off a hillside oak tree, and it hit the back of this guy's house. It went through the roof and into the bed of his son that was sleeping there. It was impaled right between his legs.
Can you hang for a minute? Mm-hmm. It's crazy stuff. We'll be back. Sitting here with my boy Carlos from Greater Pitt Tree Service. I tell people how we met, and this is why we're still friends. At least 15 years. My sister lived down the street from this house in the North Hills, and you could tell it's kind of run down. You can tell if someone has money. I'm not trying to be a jerk. You can tell they don't keep up their house. There was a massive tree in the front yard. It just laid there, man. And because I'm a goof, I put a note on the front door. And I said, let me help you get rid of this tree. Call me. I did. And the poor guy, his whole family was dead. He worked at 7-Eleven. You remember this?
Anthony, yeah. He worked at the BP on McKnight
Road.
Saw him in there afterwards.
Makes like $8 an hour.
Yeah.
Not picking on him, just telling you the truth.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
And so Carlos Lurie says, I didn't know him from a hole in a tree. He says, I'll do it. Swear to God. He brings this insane crew with cranes and ladders and trucks. And that was that a $20,000 tree job?
Yeah, I would have been close to 20 on that. And the frustrating part of that was one that his homeowner's insurance should have stepped in and covered.
Right on.
But anyways, I'm glad they didn't, because that's how we hooked up.
But hold on, this is about you, though. This is your DNA. You can't help yourself but help people.
I love helping people, and I got a great platform. I got a great service that's in demand out there, and it shouldn't be a money thing that people can't get something done like that. You know, there's got to be, when you're doing well, and if you don't give back, shame on you. And it's just the way I was raised.
Feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah, how I was brought up. My mom was very generous. I was raised Catholic, raised in a neighborhood where we all helped each other. We pitched in and helped.
Sure.
And now in business, you know, we did that jobs free of charge for World War II veterans for over 10 years. I mean, we did hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Oh my gosh, those guys are so cute.
In
too.
Jobs,
they would
free
cry.
Of charge.
They would cry.
It was the best. Hearing their stories and meeting their families.
Yeah.
That generation, those were the guys that didn't put their hands out. And I really enjoy helping people
that.
So I miss that, because there's not too many World War II veterans left anymore.
God bless them, man.
But I mean, something happens a couple days a week that I try to help somebody and, you know, help out here and there, see somebody on the side of the road broke down, or I changed a tire one day for this realtor and we became friends, and she gives me all her tree work at the houses she sells. So
it works out.
It feels good to help.
And it balances the idiots that are just jag-offs to you. And I get them all day long.
Yeah.
And I tell people, I put the shades on, ignore the hate, because you can't get caught up in you suck, you cut, your trees are too expensive, you're horrible. You got to focus on doing the right thing, don't you, sir?
Yeah, it's a complain culture out there.
Yeah.
It's frustrating, you know, like just people won't even let you in when you're out there driving. It's like, come on, man, cut me a break here. So, you know, but we're wired the same, and it's not going to change the way we are and what we do out there.
Right on.
You do a lot of good out there. You've been doing that for a long time, and I was just glad to become a part of the KDKA family.
My man, Carlos, hold on. Ed, jump in here on the underage drinking thing. We've been kind of bouncing around. Go ahead.
I wanted to remind you, I graduated 1980 from a high school in Beaver County. And back then, the drinking age was 18 in Ohio and West Virginia. You remember that?
Yes, it was that.
So
I went to Ohio University. It was 18. Yes, I remember.
Yeah, so everybody from Beaver County drove to Chester, West Virginia. All the bars were lined up right over the line. They overcharged you a cover charge, overcharged you for the booze. And every graduating class, it seems somebody got killed driving back drunk from Chester, West Virginia. And then they changed the law to 21 and it didn't make any difference.
No, man.
But that's what we did, and everybody did it.
It doesn't make it right. You know, all the stupid things I did, I don't tell my son. I don't want my son making the idiotic choices I made. I want my son to work hard, to love his mother, to take care of people, and to do the right thing. I'm not going to brag about this idiotic thing I did or this idiotic thing I shouldn't have done.
I heard some stories, man. I've heard stories.
Yeah, I know. But that kind of stuff actually made me a better man.
For sure.
I saw things that most people...
Yeah, and then you want to step in and do good to offset all the bad.
Right on. Today, right?
That's what I tell people.
My man Carl, this is Greater Pittsburgh Services. It's a pleasure, brother.
Thank you. We'll be at Wolverina Stadium Friday and Saturday
Central.
For the kickoff, KDK kickoff classic.
Central.
Central's playing Friday night. Our boys,
they got their work cut out for them
against this powerhouse from New Jersey, nationally ranked.
But
we always hold our own.
I sent a text to the coach this morning. I said, football is both magical and football is painful because the magic is the greatness of being on a team. The pain is young man blows his knee out, probably the best offensive lineman in the state.
Yeah, that was really bad. I was at practice when it happened, and your just heart goes out to him. He's a great kid. He's a leader on the field. He's a leader off the field. Just has that presence that people gravitate towards. His family's great. He went to Sacred Heart. You know, he grew up in Point Breeze, lives in Point Breeze. And
he'll be back.
Yeah, just a great kid. Sorry that happened to him. And
my
man wish
Carlos.
Him luck on the next level.
We'll talk, folks.
Thank you.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.